When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Michael K. Show.
You're trying to get all of these new pieces acclimated to each other, to build a chemistry, to make a run to win a championship that might have to come from the five seed. That is going to be very difficult. When we were talking about a championship on the table, we were talking about the depth of this team, a team that maybe had a chance to at least finish four, possibly three, maybe even second. If they finish fifth and they've only got a handful of games to build the chemistry, you know how hard that's going to be to do? That's what stinks about this whole thing, is if they were able to stay healthy, not only would they have finished as a higher seed, they would have had 30 plus games to get the chemistry ready and hit the ground running for the postseason. They're not going to have that luxury.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Michael, Don, Peter. Throughout the show, Don's trying to squeeze a pizza box into a 2-liter bottle of soda. Obviously, the soda's gone. Where we stand with that, Donald?
I think we're in really good shape here. I'm about, about a quarter of the bottle is full. And basically, I've got all the sides to the pizza box gone and a portion of the bottom. So I think this is happening, Michael. Question is, will it be done by 6:30? Because it is time consuming.
Now, I want to warn everybody that is consuming our show on Yes. So today is a day here at Legends Field, George M. Steinbrenner Field, formerly Legends Field, that all the GMs of the teams in the Grapefruit League, which is Florida spring training, are here with all the assembled media, and they're meeting downstairs because the Yankee complex has that kind of size that they can do that. So they're all meeting here and meeting the media. And then at 5:00, the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, will speak. Now, Yes has decided to carry Rob Manfred's speech. We as a show, not going to do it. I mean, we love Manfred, and if we can question him on the show, we'd love to have him on. But to just listen to him and have people ask questions that might not even be applicable to New York,
right?
We're going to choose to just do our radio show. So if you're consuming us on Yes, I want you to know, get to your device, get to your phone, get to your ESPN app at 5:00, because that will be the only way that you can listen to the brilliance that comes out of our mouth until Manfred stops speaking.
The Manfred, if you will.
Yeah. You got all that? Good.
Got it.
So today was the first workout, pitchers and catchers. And Gerrit Cole, the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner, I'm going to tip my hand here. I'm making a prediction. He will win two in a row. He'll win again this year. He met with the media, and he talked about, you know, the disappointment of 82-80. And somebody asked him, well, what do you think the reason for that was? And he said, certainly there were injuries that are outside of the normal realm, with injuries that have impacted us. Now, this was the money part of it. But with that said, we get injured too much as a group. We need to improve. And then he went on to say, it rests with the players. He said, in the past, a lot of players, he said, not so distant past, a lot of players would come to spring training and ramp up getting the shape in those 6 weeks. He said, each of these guys on our team were warned that they've got to stay in shape and start working out earlier and get into camp in good shape so that these injuries don't happen. So by him saying that, there might be a little bit of an eyeball on the players. Hey, they didn't come in great shape, and that leads to injuries. And if they did, in fact, heed that advice, well, that's why a lot of them have been across the street at the minor league complex since January. They've been working out every single day. So they realize, and I know people always push back on this. I get it. I understand it. You can't use injuries as an excuse. I think that's a hackneyed cliche. One of the big reasons they were 82-80 was because of injuries. I'm not using it as an excuse because that sounds pejorative. I'm saying it's a legitimate reason. When you lose Aaron Judge, when you lose Carlos Rodon for the first half of the season, when you lose Anthony Rizzo, when you consistently lose Giancarlo Stanton, I mean, we could go chapter and verse. Harrison Bader was out all the time last year. Those are legitimate reasons. The Platinum Glove winning catcher, Jose Trevino, missed most of the season. You can't say that's not an excuse. The guy made the All-Star team in 2022. Nestor Cortez missed most of the season. So how could you say that that doesn't play into them being 82-80? They've got to get better at stopping injuries. They just have to, whether it's organizational or exactly what Gerrit Cole is saying. It could be the player's fault, too. That has to stop. And I think that was the most important thing that a respected player said today in talking to everybody. You know what? The injuries are too much, and it's on us to come into camp in better shape. I think that's pretty that's pretty gutsy of him to say.
So who do you think he's talking about? Can't be talking about Judge. Judge's injury came in that collision with the wall at Chavez Ravine. And he shouldn't be talking about Rizzo. Rizzo banged into the knee of Fernando Tatis Jr.
Right.
Is it Stanton? I mean, is Stanton not working hard enough? I mean,
I don't know.
People
are commenting this spring how great Rodon looks, how much thinner he looks.
All right,
you talking about Rodon? I don't know. Are you talking about Nestor?
Yes.
I don't know
because
he didn't say anybody, and he's not dumb enough to say that.
Of course, but you could also do the math. I mean, when you talk, he's obviously not talking about Judge or Rizzo because those injuries were fluke kind of occurrences. So you'd have to be talking about injuries that would be from a lack of conditioning. So I don't know. Remember every single injury to be able to determine, was Rodon's injury because of a lack of condition? Was Cortez's injury because of a lack of condition? But also, Michael, and this is something, he's not going to say this, and I'm glad that as a leader he called out the players because they are responsible, but also the front office and Brian Cashman have to be responsible too of making sure that these players are in condition, that you acquire players that have a history of making sure that they're as fit as possible. Because if they're not doing the work in the offseason, that's easy enough to find out. You can investigate and find out the players that you're acquiring, were they in condition with the other teams that they were with? Were they working in the offseason? Are you getting your message across that it just doesn't start in February? You got to be doing it during the offseason. So how much of that falls on Brian Cashman and the organization?
Well, I'm not sure, and also we shouldn't just automatically think they're talking about being out of shape. They could be talking about not being in the right shape, because from what I've heard about Stanton, the guy has the lowest body fat of anybody on the team. I think last year was at 7. I had that in my leg. I have 7% body fat in my right leg. He's got it in his whole body. So I think he's not here yet. The position players report on Monday. I bet you he comes into camp a lot leaner. Well, I mean, he was in great shape last year, but maybe he's in the wrong shape. Maybe guys that pull muscles are in the wrong shape, and they have to correct that. Well, and you're right, Don. The organization has to be on them, but they can't live with them during the offseason.
No, but you can make sure that, A, you acquire a player that's going to be on board, a player known to that really wants to do the work and listen to the organization. Because I think all these guys want to be physically fit, but you just don't know how to go about it. I mean, that's why I turned to kickboxing, because there's an instructor that's going to tell me the best way for me to be able to get in shape and that I'm doing the right things. If I just go to the gym and I don't have anybody working with me and I'm not doing the right things, then I might be hurting myself instead of helping myself. The right nutrition, what I put in my body, all of that, it shouldn't just be up to the player. It shouldn't be up to what their buddies say or their workout partners from back in high school say. I mean, the Yankees are smart enough, and all these organizations are smart enough to do all of the analytics to go into what makes the best baseball team. I'm sure they can do the same as far as what they should be eating, what their off-season conditioning should be. And I don't think it's wrong, Michael, to keep an eye on these guys once they leave in October and checking in on them and making sure that they're doing the right thing. They are under contract all season. I mean, there is an obligation to be ready. And it's not right to just show up at training camp and decide, all right, this is when I'm going to start to get in condition. I think there's an obligation to get it done the right way, and the organization to make sure they know what the right way is.
And in the old days, there was an excuse, like Yogi Berra and Phil Rizzuto, during the offseason, because they didn't make a lot of money, worked in a bowling alley or worked in a haberdashery. They weren't working out. There's no excuse, even for the minimum wage players who make close to $1 million a year, to not be in constant shape. And maybe you look back at something that Aaron Boone said yesterday, when he said, you know what, people have to look at this. If you're a lucky enough player and you play 20 years in the big leagues, and not many people do that, he said, let's say you play 10 or 15. He said, and you play 20, you're going to be on this earth a lot longer than you're actually going to be playing. So you should take advantage of those 10, 15, and 20 years and make the most out of it and be the best you can be. I mean, was that a little bit of a message too? That, you know, I look at it this way. If my job was my body, which it's not, thank goodness,
no,
I'd be in the best shape of it. I mean, that's their product. That would be like if Apple made bodies. They'd make good bodies. Instead, they make phones. So if your body is your product, don't you think your body should be in the best shape to handle the rigors of the sport in which you play?
But like you said, Michael, I don't think it's a case of just deciding, I'm just going to eat whatever I want, not care, not work out for 4 months, and then just show up a fat blob in spring training and work my way through for 6 weeks at the start of the season. They're all working out. They all care. But the question is, are you doing the right thing for what your skill set is? You can't just go to the gym and work out with a bunch of people that are, you know, football players, basketball players, or just, you know, guys that are just working on their body and just doing the same thing. I mean, that could be, no question Giancarlo Stanton's in condition, Michael, but is he in baseball condition? Is he outfield condition? You know, running the bases. There could be certain things that he could be working on. Besides maybe just lifting weights, there's certain nutrition that he can do that would be better for him. So I'm sure they're in condition, but are they in conditions for the rigors of a 162-game season?
Well, they've got to be. They just have to be. Not injury-free, because that's not realistic. They have to be in better shape. They have to be in a better situation where you're not losing important people every single day. You just can't. You can't absorb it.
And
you can't absorb it.
Can the Yankees do the proper research to see if there's something different that's being done on healthier organizations that they're not doing here?
Well, I mean, they have one of the best health and science guys in the country that they pay a lot of money to.
So I've heard.
He's at the cutting edge. So again, yeah,
apparently he started giving out some of his expertise to the Knicks for free in the second half of the first half of the season here.
What a hater you are.
Well, but I mean, Peter's joking around, Michael, but this is a situation that's been going back to Girardi. This team has been derailed on more than one occasion because of injuries. Last year, derailed by injury. Obviously, with the condition that they were in against the Astros the year before in the playoffs, hurt their chances of being competitive in that. You know, this has been going on a long time now. So, hey, you might be the best at your field, but are you the best at what you're trying to do? Not every organization is going to be on the same page with this, but when you see an injury riddled team year after year after year, eventually you just can't say it's luck, Michael. Something's going on. It's the type of players you're acquiring, or it's the kind of conditioning they're going through. What's happening here? But as good as the Yankees have been, they could have been a lot better had they been able to find a way to stay healthy.
And not that Don needs me to interpret what he's saying. We're not talking about a broken bone like the foot injury that Judge had. What we're talking about is muscle injuries. I mean, constantly pulling muscles, lower body injuries like that, there's got to be a different way to go about it. There just has to be. You can't continue to suffer those muscles, like intercostal, rib cage. And you can't do that. That's all muscle injuries. Something's not being prepared the right way. Or maybe the sport has evolved to the point that they're in too good a shape. I mean, David Wells used to joke, you can't pull fat, which is true. You can pull muscle, you can't pull fat. And maybe they're in too good a shape.
By the way, that is like an underrated, like, simpleton thought. Sometimes the guys who are too ripped get in trouble physically. Like, that is something we've seen consistently throughout sports. I mean, that just your body being in that kind of shape all the time, where it looks like you're doing constant, like, bodybuilding practically, in addition to just being in shape, can be a detriment.
Yeah, and you see a lot more of those rib cage injuries Because if you think about the torque you're creating when you're swinging and then you're heavily muscled, sometimes it just pulls off bone, or sometimes it just pull. It's an issue. It's an issue.
I always said it was shooters in basketball, too. Now, LeBron has kind of proven to be the exception. He's gotten to be a better and better shooter as the years have gone on. But so often when you think about the greatest shooters you've ever seen, Michael, aren't they a little... Their arms are never quite as defined as the muscle bound
dude. Like Steph.
It's Steph, it's Bird, it's Nowitzki. It's like, I'm not saying, there are plenty of muscle bound guys who can shoot the ball. Luka, there are plenty of muscle bound guys who can shoot the ball. But a lot of times, Jordan, LeBron, it comes a little bit later, being incredible shooters.
And also, you look at, and even in hockey, was great Wayne Gretzky, the biggest guy you've ever seen? He wasn't built like Eric
Mario
Lindros.
Didn't have a six pack.
You know, and yet we're fast and we're able to do the job. Connor McDavid is in an immense in size, and he's one of the best at what he does. You know, and I thought about what Buck said the other day about how there would be a player, I think it was Nimmo, that would have like 7 or 8 total bases in a game, and they would say, well, we got to rest him because he was on the bases. He ran too much the day before. And we think of rest being a good thing. Is it a good thing, Michael, the inconsistency of one day you're running all over the field, next day you're not doing anything, then the next day you're running all over the field, then 2 days you don't do anything? Like, could there be something to that? I would think that consistency of trying to get the same amount of steps or the same amount of running every single day, we give these guys rest, but is rest always the best thing after a day in which you've exerted yourself? Is there a way to kind of dial it down, not as extreme as going from one extreme to the other?
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Fran in Massapequa. Fran.
Hey, guys. What's up? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Just want to peek. Just wanted to, I had called a few weeks ago, just really quick. Maybe a month ago, and I was talking about that other jerky station, why they banned me. I didn't do anything crazy, because I know when I hung up, you said that maybe there's a little more to the story, and I just wanted to say that I honestly, it was just from being a fan, calling up. I really didn't do anything that I thought was that crazy. So that's just saying that, and I wanted to move on to my point.
Okay.
Mike, I understand what you're saying about the injuries, but, you know, every team has them, and you're right. The Yankees can, you could definitely use it as an excuse. There's no doubt. It's just that in every sport, from the bottom, you know, bottom minor leagues to the top, guys get hurt. Look at the Mets. And I'm upset with the Mets. You know, look at them. And even the Jets. I'm not a Jet fan, but look at them. A guy gets hurt and they give up on the season. It's like, you know, the season was over before it began. But if you look at the Mets, I was so upset, because when you lose a guy like that, it's crushing. And you're right. There's no doubt about it that injuries play a part. It's just that it happens to everybody, unfortunately, and everybody can say that. So I dig where you come from, but it's just such a... That's a weird thing. You know, it's weird.
Well, you know, everybody could say it, and we thank you for the
call. Not everybody, but most teams, Mikey. Yeah, okay, you know,
so most teams could say it. Most teams can't say they lost their number two starter. Most teams can't say they lost their starting catcher. Most teams can't say they lost their starting first baseman. Most teams can't say they lost their starting right fielder. Most teams can't say they lost their starting center fielder. I'm sorry. Next man up doesn't apply when there are too many men to fill in for. I'm sorry. I know people, it's a tired, hackneyed cliche. There's no excuse. There are excuses. They're excuses.
Right,
now,
but
why they're injured or not, that's for another discussion. But you can't say, now the Yankees in 2019, they had a plethora of injuries, and it was next man up. It was too many big men down. You can't, like, if the Lakers lost LeBron, there's no next man up.
But
there's just no next man up.
In fairness, though, the reason you can't use it always as an excuse, they were in third place when Judge got hurt.
But they were a better team. They wouldn't have finished 82-80. They would have made the playoffs.
No question about that, Michael. But were they going to win a championship? You know, so you could paint the picture and say, boy, they would have been a lot better than 82-80. And I think everybody with a brain would agree with that. But let's not exaggerate it to the point where it cost them a championship.
Okay. Well,
because
they
were in third place when Judge got hurt.
Well, Rodon was signed to be the number two starter in the rotation, to be the guy that he was with the White Sox and then the year before with the Giants. If he's that pitcher, can we say that they wouldn't have won 100 games? Nestor Cortez was an all-star. He couldn't pitch last year. If he's Nestor Cortez from 2022, do you think that they have a chance to win more games?
No, of course they have a chance. I'm just saying that when you look at the Judge injury, when they were the healthiest they were, there were some struggles there, and
they
couldn't overcome
healthy.
It.
They didn't have Rodon for the first half of the season. They didn't have Nestor for most of the season. And I think that the Judge thing was the inflection point. When you lost him, I think the team just, we can't do this. Because there's no next guy up. There's no guy who's going to hit 62 home runs and win the MVP.
And there's another reason you do it is because then you can always get the Philadelphia Eagles winning a Super Bowl with their backup quarterback and their backup tackle and still win. Like, right. So there is going to be a team out there that's going to overcome injuries and win, and then how's that going to look? So no manager or coach should ever say, we lost because of the injuries. But I think logic tells you it would have been a much different team had everybody stayed healthy. But that's the problem. Can you logically say everybody's going to stay healthy? Because when was the last time the Yankees have been able to get through an entire season without losing somebody of significance? It's been going on for a while now.
You know, but as Fran from Ask Pete said, everybody suffers injuries. And a lot of teams suffer injuries to really important players, but not to everybody. That last year's team was kneecapped. They lost, it seemed, everybody. It's hard. The only guy who played like 158 games was Volpe. He happens to be 21 years old. So, yeah, he's the healthiest guy. Bader didn't play a lot. Trevino didn't play. LeMay was trying to come back from the toe injury the year before. He was awful in the first half, got much better in the second half. Rizzo was on pace to hit 32 home runs, ran into Tatis's thigh. I don't want to bore people, but it's too many injuries to absorb. They couldn't do it. And maybe, as Don said, maybe if no one got hurt, that they still weren't good enough. We'll never know. Danny in Long Island. Danny.
There he is.
Good afternoon, men. Not since the Truman Show has the entire world been zoomed in on one man ripping up a box of pizza. This may break MASH's record as the most watched. Everybody's texting me.
Yeah.
It's really... I bet it didn't go over well in the meetings that you're going to have a camera on Don ripping up a pizza box. But boy, is it working.
It's always going to work. And we're not quite halfway. And
you should have worn a shirt,
left.
Don. You could have wore a shirt advertising yourself, like a pizza, something, anything. You could have made some money off it. But by the way, my pizza story is that we were never having pizza for dinner in my house once in my entire life. My father.
What?
My father was a cook. My father felt pizza was great, but it was lunch food. Dinner required an entree, a salad, a vegetable, and a potato.
So you came from a very wealthy home.
No, we did not. The vegetable was a frozen block of peas and carrots from Stop and Shop. It wasn't. We weren't eating Brussels sprouts or asparagus. But my father he thought pizza was a lunch meal, and that was it. I got a much more nutritious meal than pizza. We could all agree on that, right?
Pizza's a pretty nutritious meal.
Well, you said it was frozen vegetables and what else now?
A potato.
It would be an entree. So they would have baked potato, or we'd have a piece of chicken or a piece of fish. On Friday, it'd be fish if it was during Lent. Spaghetti and meatballs was it? You know, big dinner.
I don't know if it's light years beyond a slice of pizza, but sure, it's better.
It's 100% better. But listen, let me talk about the pitches, though. You know, my son is in college. He's not a professional athlete, but now he's a pitcher only. So he went from playing center field and running around to doing 12 months a year pitching related exercises, and it bugs the hell out of me because you become so tight. You're just doing one activity, and I tell him, like, you know, shoot hoops, run up, keep running, shoot hoops, play, you know, pick up games or something, because there has to be something's with being overly built and overly tight. Look at Cole's got a gut on him. He's got a little fat in his muscles, a little flexibility, a little something going on there. We all know about Babe Ruth, but I think you can, baseball, I think you can be too built, too tight, because the stopping and going in shortness is, it's just a very, all the activities are very stressful. You're swinging the bat 1,000 times now. They're not swinging the bat 20 times a day. They're taking 1,000 rips at full speed, and your body, you can build as much body as you want. Your muscles and cartilage and your bones and ligaments, they don't hold up. So calm it down a little bit. Be a little more, a little less muscle bound, a little more fluid, and let's see how that works out for a change.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any, like, sure thing. I mean, a friend of mine just texted me. He said, there's no athlete that's in better shape than Mike Trout. He can't stay healthy. Sometimes your body just can't stay healthy.
How about this? Let's look across town. The polar bear. Yeah, he's not exactly. I mean, listen, he's in great shape for a regular man. He's not like some impressive specimen physically.
Right, he always answers the bell every day.
Always ready to play. And I gotta stop Danny here. I mean, who poo-pooed me and goes, I was 100% healthier. Real quick, run it over with me. What do you use to make pizza there, Michael?
You have dough, you have cheese, you have tomato sauce.
Okay. And what do we have to make spaghetti and meatballs?
Same stuff.
I mean, let's all calm down. We're all in the same ballpark, kids.
He did poo-poo you.
Big poo-poo.
Well, two slices of pizza, I'm sorry, is actually a very nutritious meal.
Go ahead.
It just is.
Well, I don't know if it's nutritious.
It is nutritious. It's got the nutrition. You've got the tomato. You've got the cheese for the protein. I'm telling you, you've got the carbs. Now, obviously, if you're trying to lose weight, it's probably, but it's a nutritious meal.
I don't know that I'm going to say nutritious the tomato sauce. You're acting, Michael, as if someone walked off the farm with some tomatoes and squeezed it onto the pizza, right? Like, that didn't happen.
But, essentially, that's what tomato sauce is.
I get it, but really, it's just like a can full of sodium that you're pouring onto a piece of bread. My point is neither is in the category of my mom, she literally chopped up lettuce, chopped up fresh veggies, throw them in a bowl, and we eat them with a slice of grilled chicken. I think we'd all agree neither is that.
But I think when you heard what he said, his dad was a chef, so I'm thinking, you know, a nice plate of a spaghetti and meatballs, probably something to take a lot more pride in than swinging by the pizzeria and getting a pie. I think that's what he was probably saying.
And sometimes you got to say to sometimes we all have to say to our parents, you're trying too hard, bro. Sometimes just give me a slice of pizza. You know why? Because it's about as delicious as anything on earth. And real quick, what was Chef Dad thinking when the veggie for the night was a block of frozen peas?
Chef Dad. Chef Dad.
Chef Boy or Dad. Yeah, I got Chef questions.
Well, they weren't people of means, so.
I mean, last time I checked, we're talking about Danny grew up in what, the 1920s?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Wow. In the 19...
Danny, that was Peter. Peter.
Phil's protecting Danny? Yeah. No, so Phil, Danny grew up in what, the 1970s, 1960s?
Yeah. 70s, probably, yeah.
Well, probably Don's age.
I bet they could have afforded some fresh carrots and a tomato.
Oh, you don't get in people's wallet, okay? I dare you. Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer, serving the five boroughs of New York, is celebrating President's Day, that's right, with their Dollar Down President's Day event. Drive home a brand new Civic or HRV with just $1 down, or keep your current ride running smoothly with $1 oil changes. Stop the Dollar Down President's Day event or shop the Dollar Down President's Day event only at your President's Award winner, Bay Ridge Honda. Online at BayRidgeHonda.com. $1 down payment with approved credit for well-qualified buyers. Not all will qualify. Oil change plus tax, shop supplies, and disposal fee. Diesels and some models higher. Limit one per customer, up to 5 quarts of oil. No further discounts apply. See dealer for details. Ends 2/29/24.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Very disturbing communication on X. Ranger Joe. watching the K show on Yes, which I don't normally do. I'm an ESPN 98.7 listener normally, and I'm not sure how I feel about this. I feel like Rosenberg Radio is staring into my soul, and I don't like it.
What, because of the glasses?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. And he's not here to defend himself.
Well, another bathroom trip?
Yeah, he needs to get...
Does he understand, no. like, you know, the length of the commercials?
I just went to go look for him.
You can't have your daily constitutional in the middle of a radio show. You know what? You got to adjust your fiber or something, man. You got to make it happen at a time where you can relax. It's where I get my reading done, Michael. Imagine if I just like pulled out the Streisand book at 5:15 and said, all right, guys, I'll see you in a half hour. No.
You know what I think would do it, though? I mean, let's be honest. We're always honest with everybody.
Sure.
If he got paid by being on the air or not, he'd be on the air.
Right.
Like, if you got docked for, like, missing minutes, he'd be on the air.
Let's just face it. I don't think he would last too long at boot camp. If he was drafted, he'd be in trouble. He'd be in jail.
So, Brian Cashman also speaking today. You know, if they said, is this a finished team that he was asked? And he said, I don't have a block on my call sheet. Any agent wants to give me a call, and I think the deal fits, we will certainly consider it. Also said they have not talked extension with Gleyber Torres, but Gleyber Torres is the second baseman this year. And I really truly believe they will look at it and say, he's a free agent at the end of the year. He's going to have the best year he could possibly have. And then, Don, frankly, I don't know how they keep him. I don't know if they'd want to. Because if he has a great year, this is a guy who can hit 35 home runs. Well, what's his price going to be? 25, 28
yeah.
million a year? You've already got Judge, you've got Stanton, you've got Cole. You're going to try to re-sign Soto. I can't understand how Gleyber's going to be in their plans.
Now,
especially when they have young infielders in the minors that, you know, maybe you move Peraza to short. Or second. Or maybe you flip-flop Volpe and Peraza. I'm not quite certain. Cabrera. There's a lot of people that you could actually do that with. They might not be the same as Gleyber Torres, but $25, $28 million, I'm not sure Gleyber's going to get that from
right.
the Yanks.
And you listen, nobody's crying for them because they're expected to be competitive, but if they're competing for a title, Michael, and he's having a monster season, they're not going to trade him.
Don't cry for me, Gleyber Torres.
So where were you?
Where do you think? You know, sometimes you end up in the pattern you're in. And
well, get out of the pattern. You got to do something, buddy.
I don't know.
What if this was the military? You'd be shot.
I would have been AWOL, Don.
You would have jumped the wall. Absolutely.
I would have been. Right. I would have been 100% gone. It wouldn't have worked out. That's why I have such great deep respect for those who serve. It couldn't be me. No, there'd be no nation.
Sad. We're a little worried about you.
Don't be worried. It's just sometimes you can't rush. Sometimes to overly rush would create a problem.
It's not about rushing. It's about getting on the right program here. You don't have intermission in the first 5 minutes of the show.
Well, let me ask you this one thing, all right? And because this is
you gotta adjust properly.
Let's say that Don and Mike fell ill one day.
Yeah.
And you were the only guy in the air.
Would there be
dead air?
No, I would have survived. It wasn't.
Well, then that's what you should have done.
Nah.
That's what you should have done.
That doesn't make sense because we do have a team of three. And in fact, if you weren't, you, we'd be just fine. But you're you, so you always have to point out, look, Peter went to the bathroom. He's a bad guy.
Don, did I point that out?
No, I did.
I didn't even know.
Well, because I had a feeling it was going like yesterday where he opened the segment talking about a tweet he got speaking about you.
So you knew, were worried it was
so
indirect.
I had to jump in. Michael doesn't have a monitor, I don't believe.
I do have a monitor, but
they just didn't
show.
Show
an empty seat.
Right, so I wanted to let him know. Mm. Don't ask him another question again. It might turn out to be dead air again.
Your
timing is not good.
I am a bad guy, but don't need to point it out for no reason.
You know what? I'm going to do something you can't do.
Apologize?
I'm going to say, you're right. Sounds like in this case, Don did the right thing. The only choice was to out me. You're still a bad guy, but I apologize for not being back in time. It was just one of those situations.
Well, you know what? Rick DiPietro probably just said it best when he texted me.
Hmm.
He simply has no respect for you, Michael.
Wow.
Well, in terms of him being like some sort of authority figure, I mean, is that like I should be scared of Mike? I look at you guys as teammates.
Well, but here's what I don't like about what Rick texts, Michael.
Everything?
You have no respect for Mike. What is he, our boss?
Yeah.
How about respect for the show, respect for the station, respect for the audience? Oh, the last person you worry about is us. It's about the audience. But yeah. but Rick is under this pretense that, like, Michael's our boss. You offended Michael.
Oh.
Well, what about me? What about Anthony? What about the audience? What about the show?
But Rick only cares about me.
Well, that's his problem.
Don, you see? What was the tweet? Let me guess. The tweet that Michael was reading about me was something nasty, probably.
No, I'm not sure. Say it again, Michael. I'm not really sure it was negative.
It wasn't negative. I thought it was fun, but, you know, I can't do it. From now on, my new rule is don't even involve Peter. Let's just assume he's on the head. Let's just say he's going to the bathroom. Can't stop himself. I'm never going to do it again. So I'm sorry for including.
I mean, at some point, it's on you, Michael.
This is on me, Don. Excellent point. I'll never, ever engage him. Anytime he wants to talk, he could talk, but I'm not going to ask him a question because there's a 25% chance he's got diarrhea. I mean, that's all there is to it.
See, now you have to try to embarrass me. This is always... He's such a bad guy.
I just think that right now his timing is kind of off.
It happened.
This is what I read. Okay. All right, so I'll read it for all the people who have to hear it again.
All the other people in the world
talking about it. Constitutional. Mm-hmm. Ranger Joe said, watching the K Show on Yes, which I don't normally do. I'm an ESPN listener, mm-hmm. normally.
Sounds like a great
guy. And I'm not sure how I feel about this. I feel like Rosenberg Radio is staring into my soul, and I don't like it.
Think it was because of your glasses, which you're not wearing right now.
No, I'll put them back on. I don't know if that's what he means, staring into the soul.
I guess he doesn't have to wear the glasses
right. Now,
on the toilet.
First of all, yeah, I wouldn't. I assume you get to get to a pretty high and intense level where you need your glasses on the toilet.
Or Ranger Joe's soul happens to be in your phone.
You don't know what I was doing.
No, but just usually on the show, you're staring at your phone. So
Are you on the phone while you're on the toilet?
Sure, for a moment.
Okay.
Would that make me some sort of bad guy?
Well, I've seen you at the urinal and you got the phone out. That's why I press my nose up against the wall. I don't want you taking pictures.
You think I'm snapping shots at the
Who
urinal?
Who knows? You shouldn't. That should be a rule. No one should have a phone out at the urinal. No one works here
except me and my friends.
Your friends don't want their stuff out on the internet.
You think I'm taking pictures of you on the urinal? What kind of animal are you?
What kind of animal are you?
This is really revealing.
Wait, how long does it take to pee that you got to look at your phone?
Yeah,
you can't hold your breath for 30 seconds?
I don't know what's the situation was in this moment. Maybe I was dealing with some sort of intense, serious conversation. Maybe I was looking at an Uber coming to the pick me up. I have no idea what Michael's referring to. So
you
many different things.
You have been urinating next to me at 4 in the afternoon. The Ubers don't take 2.5 hours to come.
Maybe I just don't feel like awkwardly standing next to you at the urinal, so I stare at my phone rather than have to engage in conversation with you.
So, Don, Rick now takes a strong shot at you.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
So now we're worried about disrespecting the guy that's tearing up a pizza box and stuffing it into a box.
All right, well,
you know what? If he doesn't listen to the show, doesn't follow the show, doesn't respect the show, people are enjoying this. This is a little thing that we did yesterday, and we're having some fun with it. And it hasn't affected the show whatsoever.
He would
so
be
pipe so. Down, goalie boy.
He would. I have to tell you what. Goalie boy and the big man. They would be. They wish they could come up with radio so great as to tear up a pizza box and
apparently
shove it into a 2-liter bottle.
They were reprimanded this morning by one of the pinhead or the pinhead suit.
Really? What'd they do?
Not enough sports.
What? We might get that call too.
They were derailed.
Do they know what's going on in the sports world? It's not exactly chock full of stuff.
Yeah, they gotta talk more sports. Why do people do that with the talk more sports?
Well, it's a sports station.
I understand, but can I just be, you know, we're lifting up the curtain, right? We're about to go to break anyway. We didn't do anything this segment.
Lift it up and show it to me.
Let me explain something. The way that sports media is going, if you're a hardcore sports fan and all you want to hear is the X's and O's, you have a million podcasts you can go to hear from actual people who play the sport. I firmly believe that people who are still listening to sports talk radio, they're there because they want to hear Rick and Dave shenanigans. And if some days they go off the rails a bit, that's where Rick and Dave went that day.
I enjoy that.
It shows you the type of mensch that Peter is. So Rick has just eviscerated him, and now he's defending Rick.
Well, because the show deserves defending. Rick himself, maybe it's another story.
Well, and I have the same. We had a conversation today in our pre-show meeting about some things to do this week that to me were like very sportsy sports talk, and I'm like, who's this for? Sometimes I just go, who is this for? And I think sometimes it's for people who are out of our target demo, or for people who don't listen to sports talk radio anymore. That's my feeling. But what do I know? I'm just a hack of doodle doo wearing glasses with no prescription. So I wouldn't listen to me.
So that's clear glass?
I didn't get them done yet. I was trying them out today.
You're so damaged. You really are.
Damaged?
You wanted to try them
out. I wanted to show the guy. I wanted to show
you a test drive.
Tomorrow I'm going to go to the optoma, whatever it's called. Yeah. Optometrist Ralph, and see what, and get a lens put in here.
You wish you had an optometrist like Ralph.
Oh, the guy I'm going to, trust me, I read his Google reviews. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's not Ralph.
I wouldn't trust a guy named Ralph with my toilet.
Really?
No, I would trust a guy named Ralph with my toilet.
I bet
there are a lot of great Ralphs doing toilet work, but not eyes. I don't trust a Ralph the optometrist.
Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer, serving the five boroughs of New York, is celebrating President's Day with their Dollar Down President's Day event. Drive home a brand new Civic or HRV with just $1 down, or keep your current ride running smoothly with $1 oil changes. Shop the Dollar Down President's Day event only at your President's Award winner, Bay Ridge Honda. Online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
We're in the throes of Don trying to fit a pizza box into a 2-liter bottle of soda.
Here's the update. I don't know if you guys can see it. So I would say, Peter, you'd say it's slightly above half, right? That's what I would say.
So how much you got left?
Almost at 2/3.
And this is what I have left of the box. This is it.
You're in good shape, Don. You're in good shape.
I have. So basically, for people that are listening, I have the top of the pizza box, the back, and what you'd say like
a quarter of the bottom.
All the sides
tight.
Are gone.
But the interesting part to watch here, and during this next commercial here in a few minutes, I'm going to go on my IG Live, Rosenberg Radio, if you want to see what Don's doing. I'll say this. The concerning part is he's tiring, Michael. He's having a tough time actually getting through it at this point.
Well, the ripping is a lot.
Yeah, no, I get it.
There's a lot of ripping that's going in.
No, there's a
now,
lot
Peter,
of
Peter, I'm going to give you, because you're very good at social media, but I'm
I don't know if that's
that
true,
you
but
even thought of this.
Go ahead.
Do IG Live at 5 o'clock when we go off yes for Rob Manfred.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. We could do that. The problem
now,
is, though.
People will flock to that.
The problem is, though, they won't hear you.
Yeah, they're not going to hear you.
Oh.
And see, now you've taken the steam out of it.
No, you could still do it. I don't care. I don't talk that much.
You talk plenty.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go to Charles in the Poconos. Charlie. Chuck.
Charlie.
I love hanging out with you guys.
How you doing?
Every day. I'm doing good. Every day, it's like hanging out with my brothers. I love the way you guys interact. I love the relationships you all have, the love you have for each other. It's really great to see you, you know, men tease each other and, you know, go back and forth the way you guys do. I have a couple of points. Please indulge me if possible. Mm-hmm. Number one is, if Bruce can write the Swamps of Jersey, then it's definitely good to say New Jersey's called Jersey.
Good point.
Number two, you guys haven't talked about the Caitlin Clark game tonight. You know, the girl is an amazing player if you haven't seen her play. Stephen A. calls her the Steph Curry of women's basketball. She's amazing. And then my third point is that I go to Rail Rider games, and the automated umpire, there, I've seen it a lot. I think it's going to be great for the game because it doesn't take long. It eliminates all those horrible balls and strike calls that have changed games. Michael, you know there's a big difference between 2-2 and 3-1. Mm-hmm. And I've seen so many games over the years change because of a bad call by the umpire. Now they can challenge. It doesn't take long. And I think it's going to be great for the game if they make it happen.
Well, I think they're trying to get the technology down, Charles, where they feel comfortable with it. But for those that don't know, the person that asked for the review is the batter. They just tap their helmet. You know, that means that they wanted the it shouldn't take less than 4 seconds. And I like that aspect of it. And I've always said the challenge system for all base, because players are the worst umpires in the world. They'll get up and they'll scream that they were safe, and then you look at the replay and they're dead out.
Right.
And I think that it should be on the players, not some guy in a room. And, you know, the Yankees are an advantage here because the guy in the room for the Yankees does an unbelievable job. Let the players who think, and you'll see how quick they get shut down. They won't jump up and say scream they're safe unless they're sure that they're safe. And I think that would add an element of fun to it as well.
Now, here's what I like about the offside play in the NHL is that you challenge it. It's pretty black and white. Sometimes it takes a little bit because of the angle and all that. But now they've cleaned that up by having a camera right on the blue line. If you're wrong, it's a penalty. Delay a game. If you really want, and so what happens, Michael, is whenever they challenge an offside, you're like 99% of the time, the goal is going to be taken away, because why would the team challenge at the risk of having to kill a penalty, especially after a goal scored? You know, if you really want to speed up, all right, you tap it, and if you're wrong, you're out. Like, so you
like thrown out of the game?
No, you're out. Like, if, like, obviously it wouldn't work if it's called strike three, but if they're going to argue it's 3-1 and it's ball four, but they call it a strike and he believes it was a ball, all right, you know, tap your helmet. If you're right, you go to first base. You're wrong, you're out, and you lose the strike. Are you really going to tap your helmet if you know that if you're wrong, you're going to be out? So it's supposed to just erase the egregious. You'd only challenge the egregious if there was a penalty getting it wrong.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because these players are so good at knowing the strike zone that they will challenge something that's like a half an inch off the outside corner. So, I mean, but there's going to be a limitation how many times you can do it. But I like the aspect of the player does it. It should be done within 3 seconds, not slowing the game down. And it is a big difference, 3-1, 2-2.
Oh, it is. Huge for difference. Sure.
Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Terry.
I've called you guys before. I absolutely love the show. I listen to it with my husband. But listen, you guys need to let off of Peter.
Oh, wow.
Because the deal with the restroom, my God, man, maybe there's something wrong with him. I mean, that's embarrassing.
Thank you.
We all have to go.
Well, let's ask him.
We all have to go.
Is there something wrong, Peter?
What was wrong is that I had to go to the bathroom.
You know what? But the thing is, it's embarrassing. I mean, to call him out like that. I mean, we all have to go.
That's right.
But Terry, sometimes
we have to go when it's not a good time.
I love that you're defending him, and it shows you're a good person. But he's got a responsibility to be on the air. He's got to control his bowels better than this.
You know what? I got a responsibility when I worked in the field. But Michael, but when nature called and I had to go take a dump, guess what? I got to get on my bike and go.
That's right.
But Terry, if you did that, no one would know. Everybody know.
Who cares?
I asked Peter a question and he's not there. I'm the one who looks like a stooge.
Terry's great.
I mean, listen.
That's point guard.
Now, listen, I, you know, there's a possibility. I think very often, correct me if I'm wrong, Anthony, very often if Don or myself is in the bathroom or coming back, Don, from feeding a meter or coffee, whatever, if we haven't made it back quite on time, you will very often tell Michael we're not in the seat yet, right? I think that's
but that was not the case.
But in this case, it happened not to happen. So it was an unfortunate moment. You're just a bad teammate, so rather than moving on, he'll just dwell on it. Now, some would say, I remember a couple summers ago when Peter was hosting the show every day with no Michael, he was in the bathroom for the better part of 3 months. I didn't say anything.
Not well, you, wait a second. You're comparing me taking time off to you being in the bathroom during a show? Yeah, you could plan for me being out. Those plans are out there for months.
I mean,
I can't plan for you having an issue.
Well, neither can I.
Well, Don says it best. Be better, okay?
Peter, honestly, if you were having like one of those days, nobody's going to complain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 2 days in a row. You got to get your timing down better.
I had back-to-back days that took a little longer than I would have liked.
What'd you eat yesterday?
I'm not going. Listen, it wasn't like a problematic situation.
Yeah, okay.
It just had to happen. But
honestly, your timing's off. Your time to go during the day is around this time. You got to change that.
Well, I'll do my best.
Well,
but we have a three-man show. It's okay. Like, we really do operate in a world where, like, one of us can go to the bathroom. I mean, in the morning, sometimes Ebro has to go to the bathroom because he has a wonderful schedule. But sometimes if the break is slightly off, and when we come back, we may make, you know, one quick joke and move on, but we don't, you know, throw the person under the bus and go, Ebro, let's get into all your gastrointestinal talk. We just keep it moving.
Well, you were defended.
It's called teammates.
You were defended by the audience just now.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry. Thank you. And her job sounded more important than mine.
When we come back, it's a warning for everybody. Mm-hmm. You got to get to a radio or the app.
Well, and I'm going live right now on my Instagram, Rosenberg Radio. So if you want to see what's going on in the studio, you're going to see it right. Wait, I'm hitting the button right now.
And because the reason we're telling you this, and we love Yes, I love them more than these other two guys. They are choosing to carry Commissioner Rob Manfred's address. Very cool. We didn't think that we were going to do that. So we become a radio-only vehicle until Rob is done.
Ray Rowe.
So if you really, if you want to know about the 2-liter bottle, if you want to know about Peter's, you know, intestinal issues, you've got to tune into the radio right now.
Yeah, or come on my live, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, listen up. It's Michael K. When it comes to travel, nothing beats Legends Limousine. I felt the difference. Let me tell you, it's real. When my family and I need a ride to the airport or out of town, we choose Legends. Their commitment to safety makes every trip a breeze. These guys are not just any service. They've been setting the gold standard for over 30 years. I trust them, and so should you. Call 1-888-LEGENDS. That's 1-888-534-3637. Again, 1-888-534-3637. And use the code ESPN10, ESPN the number 10, to snag 10% off. Travel like a legend with Legends Limousine.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.